and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And at 8:45, we're glad to have with us ESU Director of Bands, Gary Zeke. There's activities musically tonight. There's activities musically next Tuesday night as well.
Gary, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing good today. Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that.
Oh, no problem.
All right, Gary, we've got jazz ensemble activities coming up here this evening. What's going to be kind of a part of the musical menu here for tonight?
Well, great question. First of all, the concert is at 7:30 p.m. in Albert Shaler Hall, and it is free to the public. And our ESU Jazz Ensemble will be sharing the stage with two really great high school bands. The Baldwin High School Band will be coming up to play in the first half, as well as the Mill Valley High School Band, led by ESU alumni Deb Steiner. They're up near Kansas City, and they'll be doing the first half. And then our jazz band will play the second half. And as always, it is going to be a night of high-energy music. You know, you'll hear pretty much music of every styles, from swing to Latin to jazz to rock to world grooves. Every tune is really cool tonight.
Yeah, invite is there and open to all. Before we move forward to this, how did things go on the 18th when you had the Wind Ensemble and Osage City and Burlington in?
It was a fantastic night. We had a huge crowd for that. I'm proud to say both the high school bands did an amazing job, as well as our band did. And everybody was coming in on really short rehearsal time due to weather cancellations, late start to the semester. But all the students, both at the high schools and the university, really rose to the occasion.
That's got to make you feel good, Gary, about the approach that you're taking here with bringing the students in, even though it may be on short notice.
Oh, yeah. No, and it, you know, whenever we do shared concerts with any high schools, it's a really interesting thing to plan, because you have to go around their schedule, our schedule. We have to factor in other events, things like basketball games, and to try to find a date that works for three schools is really, really tricky. And but we were fortunate where last week worked and then tonight worked for the two jazz groups coming in. And we'd love to see a big crowd out there. And again, it's just going to be just great tunes. Our rhythm section is amazing this year. You'll be tapping your toe all night.
Yeah. Hope people will take advantage of the invitation and join us with the ESU Jazz Ensemble, pairing with a couple of high schools tonight up at Albert Taylor Hall. And that leads us into next week. And Gary is the conductor of the Emporia Symphony Orchestra. And you have what, the Emporia Showcase next week?
Yep. And this is something that has never been done since we've been here, which is decades. Our new orchestra director at the high school, Ethan Neal, is doing a wonderful job. And we were talking, and I thought, you know, we've done this so successfully with band and with jazz band. Wow, wouldn't it be a great idea to combine the Emporia High Orchestras with the Emporia Symphony? And we call those high-impact learning situations, where the high school kids can come in and play side-by-side with our ESO. And it'll be really, really exciting. And Emporia High and their orchestras will play the first half of the concert next Tuesday. And like I said, Ethan's doing just a fantastic job out there. Just, you know, great reviews from students, from parents, and we're so excited to have him in town. The second half of next Tuesday's concert will be the Emporia Symphony, which consists of, it's a wide variety of hats. It's like Emporia students, some Emporia faculty, some Emporia High students play, as well as a lot of really talented community members. And we'll be doing, again, a lot of different music. And then the finale will be, we will combine the groups. So we'll take all the Emporia High kids, all the Emporia Symphony, we'll kind of fit them on the stage, and we're going to do two wonderful pieces, a piece called Adoration by Florence Price, and then we'll do the Waltz number 2 by Dmitri Shostakovich. And it'll be really exciting, because we'll put it together next Monday with the two groups. And again, that concert next Tuesday is free to the public.
You know, one of the things, Gary, that struck me about, say, Emporia Symphony Orchestra is you don't hold back on the degree of difficulty with a lot of the pieces that you perform, whether they're popular or maybe less well-known. You're putting those members through their paces in order to make sure that they put on some top-quality music.
Yes, and, you know, we talked to the orchestra, and it's like, if you're going to do something like that, you want to do it right. You want to play challenging music, great music, and I think the goal is to make the symphony a good regional orchestra. And, you know, we only rehearse on Monday nights. And again, it's been an interesting semester because, you know, the first Monday we didn't have school because of the holiday. The next Monday it was canceled because of the blizzard. So the orchestra really has only had three rehearsals right now. And we'll have one next Monday, which is our dress, and then the concert is on Tuesday. So we've really been asking them to step it up, and they've been coming through great. And, again, we're doing a really challenging program. I wrote the overture for the group. Then we're doing Franz Schubert's Symphony No. 5, and then we're doing a piece by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns called the March Militaire Français. And I think we feature all the aspects of the orchestra in this concert.
All right, so save that date, March the 3rd, the Emporia Symphony Orchestra with the Emporia High School Orchestra. And as Gary mentioned, these shows are free of charge to the public. So give us the lineup once again, Gary. What's going on?
Well, this evening in Albert Taylor is the Combined Jazz Concert. Then featuring our band, Baldwin and Mill Valley. Then on Tuesday, March 3rd, will be the ESO plus Emporia High School. And folks, I would urge you in the listening audience, you know, with the high cost of living everywhere, you can come out and support free music, support live music, which is so important, and with no out-of-pocket cost. So it's a chance to hear just great groups performing and pretty light on the wallet.
So what are show times?
7:30 for both of them.
Okay. Good deal. Gary, thanks so much for joining us. Hope you have a great turnout tonight and next week.
Sounds good. Well, thank you for the opportunity to get the word out.
You bet. Thanks, Gary. Yeah, Gary Zeke. Bye. Dr. Gary Zeke, Director of Bands at Emporia State and Director, Conductor of the Emporia Symphony Orchestra. A couple of great shows, folks. Free shows.
Yes.
7:30 p.m. tonight and next Tuesday night, Albert Taylor Hall on the campus of Emporia State University. It is 8:53.
Throughout every community in Kansas, you find hardworking people who make our state better each day. They bring their best to every